Blog Talk Radio.
The author Ewakon, Sacred Wind. You are like the great mystery, moving in all places, in all people, in all things. You cannot be seen, yet we feel your presence and see your power in the dancing prairie grass and the flight of the eagle. Whisper to our spirits, help us to find wisdom once again. We are made of earth, fire, water, wind. We share one earth, one sun, and one moon. Let us live together as one people. Help us, great mystery, to mend the sacred hoop, to heal our brokenness, and to find once more our place in the web of life.
My guest today is Dawn, and I believe her lovely husband, Mark, is not feeling well today, but I have them as a guest. I have Dawn as a guest today, and she's going to share with you about her healing and what she does for a living. So our call-in number is 347-237-5339. Hit one on the keypad to take callers second half, and we'll take your calls. I just want to announce Bridget Liebarger's practice in Belleville. It's chiropractic and acupuncture. It's great. They have a massage therapist down there too, Danielle. She's very good. I'd like to also announce Java Zen Coffee. You can check it out at javazen.co. And that's our announcements today. I'm going to bring on Dawn now and see how she is today. Hello, Dawn. Welcome to the show. How are you today?
I'm doing fine, Amanda. How are you today? And thank you for having me.
I'm doing wonderful. I'm glad to have you both.
Mark's here. He can say hi.
Good morning, hon.
Yep. Tell him I said hello and hope he feels better.
He heard you because I've got you on speaker so he can hear you.
Oh, that's a blessing. Okay.
Yeah. We were at an event yesterday at Unity Church, and there was a lot of positive energy there, and he woke up this morning feeling a little overwhelmed, I think, because there were some energy shifts, and so I think that's what's happening. Sometimes people don't realize that whenever you go through an energy shift, a lot of times you end up with almost a physical illness for anywhere from 12 to about 48 hours.
Mm-hmm.
And so I think that there was some of that going on for him and for a few other of our friends, because we've talked to people that were like on the other side of the building or upstairs, and a couple of them have also going through it, but there's only like two or three of them, so it's not the whole group, so we know it's not a bug.
Right.
So me and Mark run a business called Eagle and Unicorn Holistic Services. Mark, his totem animal has always been eagles. I had my first vision of a unicorn when I was like 10. My parents were going through a divorce, and a black unicorn appeared to me, so he is my harbinger. So whenever we decided to start our business, we decided to use our totem animals, but we decided to go with a white unicorn because of its love and its energy. Mark does oracle card readings and crystal healings. I do tuning fork healings. I do numerology, tarot readings. And together we do aura photography. And I figured today we would talk about the aura photography. And one aspect that people don't think about is we have people who come to us and they'll be like, well, I had my aura photography done, you know, a long time ago. Our system does a little video. We can do however long we have you sit there. That's how long it records the video. And you've had an aura photography done with our system, haven't you, Amanda?
I did that a few years ago. Mm-hmm. A few years ago. I loved it. It was wonderful.
So you kind of know what the experience is of sitting there for a few seconds with your hand on the scanner, and then Mark took your picture, and then you got to see the video. As a person who's seen the video, you want to kind of describe what you've seen in your video, and then we'll talk about, like, what I see in the videos and what I see in the pictures when we snap the pictures?
Right. And see, that's fun. That is a wonderful, it's a great experience.
And so whenever you were sitting there and you were watching your own video, I want to ask you, how did you feel about just seeing how your aura changed during the minute to 2 minutes we had you sit there?
It was beautiful. I saw the gold colors and the purples and blues and greens. It was quite an experience. It was wonderful.
And I have learned through using our system that in that video that you watch, when we snap the picture, it takes just a still image of that video. But what happens is your spirit guides come into that video and they either brighten or darken a color that is surrounding you in your aura. And they will usually tell me what gender they are. And how I know that is, for me, male spirits have always come from my right. Female spirits have always come to me through my left, and I hear them on those sides of my body. And they will tell me what generation they're from and what side of the family they're from, whether they're from the mother's side or the father's side. And then our system also has the seven chakras. and it'll show the strength of your chakra, and it'll show whether it's open and clear or whether there's a blockage. And usually I can, whenever I'm sitting there talking to you, your guides that come through in the picture, tell me what's going on with that chakra, why that chakra has a blockage, why that chakra is, you know, the strength it is. And they will sometimes tell me how to help you strengthen that chakra, open it up more. And that's what we love about our system, is it does that. And it also tells us, like, help others experience your energy, where your grounding is from. And I think that people sometimes don't understand your chakra changes, and your, not your chakras, but your auras changes so much in just a minute and a half, that as you sit there and you relax, your true aura colors start to come through. And I have a folder of pictures of me and Mark, because when we set up, we try to take a picture of us. And you can see where our auras change from day to day or week to week, depending on how often we're setting it up. Because we travel with our system. We go to a lot of different shops and stuff with it. And we have clients who come to us, people come to us, and they'll be, oh, I had it done 5 years ago. It's changed. And I can tell you it's changed. And then the other thing that we do too is we have three friends that are all going through medical issues. One, we took her picture, and then she was in a car accident. After she was done with her surgeries and after she got out of the hospital a month after her accident, we did her aura, and now we're waiting for her to finish all of her physical therapies and everything, and we will do her aura photography again. Her aura from the time she started, before her wreck and after her wreck, there was a major difference in the chakras. We know there's going to be a difference where all of her healing is done. We've got a friend who's going through hand surgeries, same thing. We've got a friend who's going not so much through medical issues, but more a spiritual awakening. And we have her picture from before she found her true calling. And now we've got one of her while she's going through her healing to heal herself, to get to where she can use those gifts to help others. And then when she's to the point where she's starting to help others, we will take another picture. And you can see a difference between before she found her true calling and now. And even the spirit guides who show up are different. And it's one of those things of, we allow clients to make notes on their aura reports, and we also allow people to either videotape us, me doing the reading for them, or to do an audio tape, because I see the guys there and I tell them who they are, but you can't bring that picture back to me 3 months later and ask me who it is, because we do so many of these and I do a lot of other readings and stuff that the guy who comes through that day may be different than what's on the picture. Yeah. But that's what we do. And like I said, we travel with our system. We like going to new areas and meeting new people. We have people who travel to come see us. We're usually either in Springfield, Vandalia, or Mattoon, or Champaign. And we have somebody who comes away from, you know, from like Alton who comes to see us. We have somebody who comes from Salem, Illinois to come see us. We have somebody who comes from east of Indianapolis to come see us whenever we're in the Champaign area. So, you know, we do have people who will come see us just to get this done.
That's amazing. And see, it changes each time they come and see you, I'm sure.
Yeah, it does. And it's interesting because some of them will bring their past reports and they don't ask me to look at them. They look at them and then they'll come back and they'll reach out to us through our Facebook page, or they'll email us and be like, this is the difference. You know, this is what we've seen last time, what you told me about, this is what you told me this time. And they'll actually send me the cover picture of them and stuff. Mm-hmm. They'll send them to me. And we always, you know, we always tell them, that's great. That's amazing. You know, we're so happy for you and everything, because I like that they see a difference, and we want this to be meaningful to people, because it is not just an example of your spiritual growth as a person when you get this done, but it really is an enlightening mm-hmm. experience for you whenever you get this done.
Right. And you get all kinds of information, or, you know, messages for them too each time, I'm sure.
Yeah, I their spirit guides will, like I said, whenever I, because it's a 16-page report that they get, and the first, like, 5 to 6 pages are all about the chakras, the strength of your aura, your mind-body-spirit balance, your yin and yang energy, where that's at, and, like, your relaxation level, your emotion level. And each time you have this done, it's different. And the guides, you know, give me information, that person's guides give me information on what that person is going through. So, like, if their solar plexus chakra is blocked, I'm usually told that is work-related, that is romantic relationship-related, friend-related. But if it's the sacral chakra, it's siblings, aunts, uncles, cousins, parents. That's where that is, not the romantic relationships, but the bloodline, ancestors. And so, you know, I know, like, what area of life out of the 8 areas of life that we have, I will be able to tell them, well, this is happening, this is what you need to look for, this is what you need to do, you know. And I get to tell them, you know, meditations and yoga and mantras to use to kind of help them. So I give them more than just a reading. I help give them spiritual things that are really going to work for them whenever I'm doing the reading. And Mark will tell him, you know, what he sees whenever he's doing the video. He's able to pick up on some things that are in the video that he can see that I only look at the picture. I don't really try to watch the videos. I don't watch while the picture is being taken. I usually try to step out of the room, or I will, you know, be standing back to where I can't see the screen that Mark's looking at, because I don't need that information. I need to separate myself from that until I get the report in my hand, and then the guides start talking to me.
Absolutely.
So
that makes sense.
So that's what we do. And we do use this to, you know, help people in their spiritual growth. And, like, if they want a crystal healing afterwards, Mark's able to give them a crystal healing, and, you know, or with me, I use tuning forks, and I do what I call tuning fork Reiki, because I am a Reiki master, and I do tuning forks to cleanse the chakras, to, you know, untangle trauma and hurts that are in the chakra, and to help integrate it back into the spirit body so that there's growth, there's release of that hurt or that energy that may be blocking growth. So that's another thing that we use the aura photography for, is to do both of those healings, or even do just Reiki to help people do that. And it, we have clients who come to us and say that they really like it, and they actually end up not being clients anymore, but more becoming part of our extended family, because we get so close to the people that we are working with that we'll, you know, we meet them, we go out to dinner, we have fun, and so it really does grow as a family, not just client healer type of relationship.
That's important.
Yeah, I think that as healers, sometimes we are that person's family. We become that person's family. And when we do that, even though there's that monetary exchange, which is energy, money is energy, we are still able to be more than just a healer because we talk to them like they're extended family, and we celebrate them. We celebrate birthdays. We celebrate, you know, whenever one of our people who have come to us and they're struggling financially or they're struggling looking for work and they have this done and then they come back and they tell us, I found my dream job. We're like celebrating them and we're like so happy for them. And they're like, I don't think I would have found it if it wasn't for you guys helping me see this or see that. And so, you know, we try to do more than just a reading and a healing. We try to give them, sometimes we have people who are, you know, thousands of miles away from family, bloodline family, and we become that foundation where they can come talk to us. We can, you know, talk to them like family without doing a reading, without doing a healing, and just be that shoulder for them to lean on. And I think that that's what makes us so different, is we do have all of that. And we see everybody as equal to us.
Right.
You know,
which is important, too.
Yeah, we don't put anybody down, and we are very careful about making sure we don't have any preconceived ideas of what a person is like. And, to, you know, we don't make judgments. We're like, you know, they're a blank slate until we get to talking to them and they fill in the colors for us. They draw the picture and we stand back and we watch the artist blossom. And that's really what it is. When you're talking to somebody, you get to know who they are. And you listen to them paint the picture, and that's how you help them, is where they may put a dark color in their life. As, you know, like I said, as an artist, you put dark colors in, or you may not even fill in a space. We may give you the tools to help you fill in that space by just acknowledging your presence, acknowledging that we hear you, we honor you, and now you're able to see a different side of yourself, because that's what we try to do.
Yeah, absolutely. And see, it really,
so you have,
you know, I believe the aura picture helps them to grow and be the artist that they need to be.
Yeah, because I'm so I've studied numerology for like 30 years now, and I am a life path five. So I am all about adventure and freedom. And so my
life path 11. So that's neat.
That is. So you're a teacher. As an 11. With me, all five senses have to be fulfilled in life. And so I always tell people, you are the writer of your own story. You are the main character in your own movie, in your own book. Write the life you want to have. Don't write the life that somebody else tells you you need to have. And I encourage everybody that comes to us, I don't care what their life path number is. I tell them all, you're the main character in your own story. You're the writer of your story. Write your life. Write your story.
Mm-hmm.
What you want to do, what you, you know, the adventures you want to go on. And I say it in words that mean something to me. And if it doesn't mean anything to them, then I'm able to kind of, because of understanding numerology as deeply as I do, I'm able to find those subtleties their guides give to me through downloads. You know, I always tell people, when I do a numerology report, I channel everything. I know what the standard meaning of all the numbers are, but if you're like you, you're a life path 11, if you have a friend who has a life path of 11, whenever I do a numerology report, your pages are going to read completely different. They're not going to read the same as each other's because I'm able to do post-cognitive. We have like pre-cognitive dreams and visions. I'm able to do post-cognitive. I'm able to look backwards and discern things from your story and then look backwards in their life and see differences that give the two of you, you know, if you have two people that have a life path number of 11, they're able to see the differences in what they do. And sometimes whenever I'm doing a aura photography, I'll ask somebody, what's your birthday? And they'll tell me, and I'm like, okay, so your life path, okay, so that explains why this chakra is this way, this chakra is this way, you know. And I'm mm-hmm. also able to tell them, like, what shadow work they have to do to be able to get past this growth piece that they're working on.
Oh, yeah.
And a lot of that comes from their aura, their chakras, and their numerology. So I add, you know, that into it just so that I know what their life path number is, and I'm able to see how it's affecting their aura at that time, because mm-hmm. we go through three phases of life, and I need to know what phase of life they're in.
Yep. And see, that's important too.
Yeah. Yeah. So do you have any questions for me?
Well, I think it's great. How did you get started into this? Like, you know, what inspired you to heal people and read people?
So my first psychic experience was when I was 7. I woke up and walked mm-hmm. into the kitchen from the back of the house and asked my dad where his car was. And I was able to tell him where the car was. He didn't know it was missing, and he had parked it out front whenever he came home. And I've just always been able to read people. I've known things, you know, I've just always known. So I was never told, you know,
mm-hmm.
that I wasn't supposed to be doing that. And then
with Mark
had been having... Like, so I got into doing readings on the telephone in,
see, that's
like,
exciting.
94.
I did, too. Mm-hmm.
And so that happened, and then I went to metaphysical shops and was talking to them and got invited to do readings at a metaphysical shop, and that's how we got into the public area. And then there was a store in Springfield run by a woman named Darlene Anderson,
mm-hmm.
who she's no longer with us, but she had aura photography, and she gave it to me and Mark to travel with because she showed it to us, and she seen that I could read some stuff on the auras and on the chakras on her system. And then before she passed, me and Mark had saved up the money to get our own system because her system, she was talking about, you know, she was going to retire it. It was over, you know, 6 years old and everything. So we got our own system and we started doing readings with it. And that's how we got into that. And
that's
it
exciting.
Just, you know, it just blended in with our, what we were already doing with everything else.
Mm-hmm. That's wonderful.
So
I'm just so glad you're still doing it. What inspired you to do tuning forks?
I've always been into music. I've always loved sound since I was a kid. And
that's awesome.
I decided to buy a set of tuning forks, and I had watched a video. This woman who did biofield tuning is what she calls it.
Okay.
And I watched a video of her doing it, and I got her book, and I read it, and I was like, it was called Biofield Tuning. And I read it, and I'm like, that is so cool. Well, I got the tuning forks, and I taught myself how to hear the subtleties in the chakras whenever I'm doing the combing. And then I started picking up things about people's, you know, youth and growing up and stuff, and was able to discuss that after the session. And I was also able to pick up things that were going to happen in the future to them, and able to kind of give them a little bit of, you know, you might want to do this on this date. You might want to, you know, and sometimes it's not exact date.
Right.
It's just sometime within the next couple of years, this is going to happen, you know, or this might happen.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's how I got into that. With numerology, it's really funny. I am terrible with math. I am horrible with math.
Now, see, I am the same way. I failed, but I got interested in numerology just like you, and I'm loving how you said at 7 years old you were very, you know, psychic. You knew where the car was. That's kind of what I did as a young kid to also. So music, that's why I asked you, you know, how did you get into tuning forks? Because I love singing bowls and tuning forks, and I was young and I was into music also. That's really exciting.
See, with me, I've never been able to play an instrument because I'm basically tone deaf. But the tuning fork, it's the vibration in my hands because I'm a natural percussionist. I'm a natural percussionist. I have perfect rhythm. I am able to, you know, find the beat in a song and move to that rhythm. But so
there's
your
gift. It's
the vibration,
you know, even though you couldn't. Even though you couldn't do songs on an instrument, you could do the beat.
Yeah.
And so, keeping a high vibration is keeping a beat, or like a tuning fork, raising that frequency.
Right, exactly. And then and with numerology, I want to explain something to you real quick. There are multiple forms of numerology. I know Vedic, I know Tantric, I know Pythagorean, and I know Ural Mountain, and I know Chaldean numerology. Now, there are more. I know two different alphabets. There are like 26 alphabets in the world. I know two, American and Greek, because I work a lot with Greek deities. But numerology is a little different than angel numbers. Angel numbers are like 1111, 222, 333. I really have never been able to get into that. Into the, you add like the birth dates up, and then you get down into like the single digit, and you channel information about that number. That's what I do whenever I talk about numerology. So there are multiple forms of numerology. Like I said, I know five, and I'm learning more. And there are other things about angel numbers, but I just have never, that numerology has never spoken to me, and I've just never been able to get into it. So, you know,
you just trust your vibes on what you get, you know, and what you're feeling led to, you know, give people so they can understand, which you know, everybody is really different. We all kind of vibrate really differently. So, and I'm loving the fact that you can just tune in and you just know, you know, you just, when we met, I felt this incredible connection with you, not because of numbers and not really because of the aura photography, but I just had this feeling, you know, that, that we were definitely connected. And, you know, I never forgot you ever since. It's just kind of like there's a connection there.
Yeah, that's like whenever we first met you, I seen like your picture and I was, you know, on your visual displays that you had there at the holistic fair that we were doing in Springfield that year. And that was the first place I met you, and that was back in 2018. I remember the year even. And it was like you were so sweet, you were so nice, and it was just so relaxing to talk to you and speak with you, and it was just a lot of fun. And I'm like you, I felt this connection, and I, you know, I'm like, she feels familiar. She feels like her energy is just really gentle, really soft. They said she's just someone that's fun to talk to and interesting to get to know. And we've been, you know, every time we see each other, we're like, hi, we hug and everything.
Mm-hmm.
It's so much fun
yeah.
to see you and talk with you and everything. So, yeah, and that's why, you know, I love that you honored us by asking us to be on the show today. And I know you have other guests you're wanting to bring on too.
Well, I love having you too, and I'll have you back also. I'll bring you guys both. You know, I'll bring you back, maybe, and hopefully he'll feel better.
And then he can talk to you about his crystal healing and how he got into that, because that's a really, really interesting story. We are going to be, I know this week we're at Unique Enchantments on Friday. We're there every Friday. We offer all of our services. And then Sunday, this Sunday, live on Facebook from Unity Church and Spiritual Center in Urbana, Illinois, I am going to be doing a talk, and the title of the talk is Honoring Our Ancestors, Blessed and Powerful Dead, is the talk I'm going to be doing. And I'm going to be leading a meditation live on Facebook from the church called Align Your Triple Soul.
That's beautiful. That's at
11 o'clock on Sunday. We'll be doing that, and we'll be in Springfield from 11 Friday morning till 4 o'clock in the afternoon. And that's where we're at this week.
Oh, that's huge.
We do a lot. We do. We try to stay busy. The rest of the week I work from home.
That's good. So you need that downtime too, that relaxation time.
Yeah, yeah. And I practice a lot of sacred self-care. I do. I have to have my time to wind down with as much as I'm in the spirit realm. I always have to remember to have something after I'm done working, after I'm done doing a talk, something to help ground me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that grounding is so important.
Mm-hmm. It is. It is. So do you have any questions for me, Amanda?
I'm trying to think if there's anything else to ask you, because I was real curious about the tuning fork. Like I said, you answered that just perfectly. You know, I'm excited that you do that. And so what are your healings like? Like, you use the tuning forks and you do just basically energy healing over people?
I do Reiki. I'm a Reiki master, so I am teaching Reiki also. I am also what's called a Laho Chi master. It's a 13th dimension healing. Whenever I'm doing tuning forks, I call both of them in, And then Kate Flavia Peters wrote a beautiful book. As I said, I'm known as the Unicorn in our Eagle and Unicorn Healing or Holistic Services. And she trademarked Unicorn Healing System. And in 2021, on my birthday, at the time of my birth, before that, I had reached out to her after I read the book, The Magic of Unicorns, or Unicorn Magic. I can't remember. I don't have the book right in front of me.
Mm-hmm.
But
I called her
and I asked her if she could do an attunement, because it's a system you have to be attuned to. And I asked her if she would do an attunement, and she asked me if I wanted to do it February 27th on my birthday. And I said, yes, it's Magical Unicorns by Flavia Kate Peters. And I said, yes. And she gave me a time, and I told her, I said, that's the time I was born. And she goes, then this is really destined to be. So she attuned me to Unicorn Healing, to the Unicorn Healing System, and now I am a Unicorn Healing System master, so I'm also able to do that. So whenever I'm doing tuning forks, I'm calling in my Reiki masters, and people have healing spirits that are with them. Does not have a healing spirit with it. And so their healing spirits come in, I call in my unicorns, and I call in the energies of the 13th dimension when I'm using tuning forks. And I have people tell me they see like pinks, purples, beautiful emerald greens. They see the unicorn colors, and that's mm-hmm. what it is. It's unicorn colors. I have them tell me they hear ocean waves. They will hear forests. They will hear, because I usually play like a tuning it's a very deep sounding Tibetan singing bowl it's a sound that's on my phone, and I will play that. And when we're in Springfield, I do these in the Himalayan salt cave that they have there. And you're in a zero grav chair. If you want blankets, we have blankets. We have heated Himalayan salt balls that people can hold in their hands or lay on their chest or wherever they need them to stay warm. So we're in that cave, and I'm doing the tuning forks, and I'm calling in all these energies as I'm moving around the body, calling in all of that. And it's just each chakra has its own tuning fork. And then I use a singing bowl, brass singing bowl, to seal the aura whenever I'm done. And then I have this beautiful fairy, like almost like it's like chimes. That's almost like a wind chime, but it's on a board. And I will use that also to, you know, finish sweeping any negativity away from the spirit. And then I usually sit for about 3 to 5 minutes with my clients afterwards, after the session with my persons, and we will sit and we will talk about what they've seen. I will ask, you know, what happened this many years ago when you were this age, what happened? And I have them tell me what happened, because mm-hmm. I get the age that something happened. I don't get the exact event.
Mm-hmm.
And I had one person who, her significant other was in the salt cave when we were doing the tuning fork, and then the significant other started crying while I was doing the client's healing with the tuning fork. And then when the client was done, we talked for a few seconds, and she went out and she was talking to Mark while I was doing her significant other's healing. And then when we got them both in the other room, both of them started talking. And the one who went first, her wife looked at me and said, she never talks this much because the person who went first was sitting there laughing, was very giddy, was very, and she goes, I've never seen her this happy other than our wedding day. She goes, I've never seen her laugh this much. I've never seen her this excited about. And she was like sitting there and she was just like giddy, laughing, giggling. And her wife looking at me going, she's never been like this. Yeah. The wife looked at me and she goes, no, I'm normally not like this. She goes, I'm very like quiet. I'm an introvert. She goes, you broke something free in there. And she goes, and thank you. She goes, I love it. She goes, because now I can say things I've always wanted to say. She goes, that I've never been able to tell family. She goes, I've never been able to say things that needed to be said. And she goes, and now I think I can. And they left and they come back a couple of weeks later. And she's the first person I did the tuning fork on. She looks at me and she goes, I finally got my dream job. She goes, and I was finally able to heal my relationship with my family. She goes, all because of what you did with the tuning forks. And I was I said, I love that you were able to do that. I said, that is so beautiful. That is so blessed for you. I said, I am so excited for you. And I told her, I said, I'm just thrilled that you got your dream job. She goes, I've been wanting this job. She goes, and the thing is, she goes, I knew I wanted it. She goes, but I didn't do anything about it until after the tuning forks. And I've had people have experiences like that. I've had people tell me they hear fairies. They finally get to connect with spirit guides, you know, because they weren't able to hear their spirit guides. And they did the tuning fork healing and, you know, I was able to clean the energy from the chakras, especially the third eye and the crown, where they had been psychic as a child and they had been admonished by family and told, you know, that it was an imaginary friend. It was this, it was that, it was everything except for what it really was. And whenever I was able to help clean, you know, help comb that tangled energy out and reintegrate the clear energy back into the aura and back into the chakra, then they were able to speak to their guides. They were able to speak to ancestors and they were able to really open up and blossom as the psychic individual that they are.
That's beautiful. So that they could connect and, you know, have a good experience. That's huge.
I think it's huge whenever a person who has been told by family as a child, oh, you know, that's an imaginary friend, instead of, oh, that's a spirit guide who's talking to you. You know, children are sometimes, families don't understand or they're afraid of it or they just don't believe in it. And they stop the child from developing as the psychic individual they're supposed to be or as the healer they're supposed to be. So whenever we do healings, when we do aura photography, we may be able to help heal that. And, you know, I tell everybody, and this is what I was taught at a young age, being psychic doesn't make you special. Everybody has psychic abilities. It's a muscle that you have to exercise just like any other muscle. So I don't see myself as being special. I don't see myself as being different. I see myself and I see what me and Mark do as we're healing wounds to help people open up and be what they need to be. Because if we all can use the gifts that we were born with and find, you know, the young lady who found her career, her dream job. She works as a manager at a JCPenney. That is her dream job, is to work as a manager of a store like that. That's what she wanted. She loves JCPenney. She loves shopping there. So being a manager there, that was perfect for her. But she also started doing her tarot readings for herself. She started doing the meditations, you know, being able to meditate better. She was able to connect with her ancestors and find acceptance there and everything. And her wife, who also went through the healing, became calmer at her work. She also was able to do meditations on a deeper level. So, you know, psychic abilities, you stop and look at today's corporations, you know, there's a lot of psychics who are working there because, you know, we wouldn't know whether a company was going to be successful or not when we started it if we didn't trust our intuition, which is
right.
Either it's clear knowing, clear seeing, clear hearing. You know, you have to have that intuition, and that intuition is really your psychic ability.
I agree.
So, you know, I'm just facilitating helping heal the world, and that's what me and Mark want to do. We want to bring people peace in themselves so that they can connect with themselves on a more healthy, deeper level and heal wounds that family who didn't understand caused.
That's exactly right. That's beautiful. And I'm glad you guys stay busy and do all that out of Illinois and traveling around wherever you travel.
And we love doing that. We do.
See, that's wonderful. So is there anything else you'd like to share, or do you want to take some callers?
We can take some callers.
We will go to our first caller, which is 740. You're on the line with Amanda and Dawn. How are you today?
Hello, Dawn. Hello, Amanda. I'm fantastic. Good to hear your program today, Amanda, and your what you're talking about today, Dawn. My name is William.
Hi, William.
Just was looking into getting some tuning forks for myself, actually. So thanks for that nudge, I guess, in that way. So I really don't
and
have any questions, but go ahead.
But William, let me say something,
yes.
though. When you tune into something and you're thinking about doing something and that person that you're listening to starts talking about it, it really is spirit telling you it's okay to go forward.
Yes. Most definitely.
So I'm glad.
I have a plethora of angelic ones and others that are love and light that counsel me constantly. Enjoyable. Makes the everyday an uplifting experience, I'll say. So go ahead.
Yeah. But I'm glad you enjoyed today, and thank you for calling.
Thank you.
Yeah,
thank you
for calling in. Thank you for the support.
Blessings, ladies.
Blessings to you. All right,
you
we'll go to our next
day.
Caller. You too, William. Thank you. Our next caller is 518. You're on the line with Amanda and Dawn. How are you today?
Oh, I'm good, thank you. And hello, Amanda and Dawn as well. Hello to all.
How
hello.
Can we help
I found
you today?
Well, for starters, I'd like to just say I was listening to what you were talking about as far as photographing auras. That's very fascinating, for starters. I know other people who – I've discussed it with other people. I've listened to shows, and, that's just very, very interesting. So thank you for sharing that.
You're welcome. Thank you.
You're welcome. I do have a question. Now, are you answering, like, psychic-type question? I have a question about a situation.
What's your situation?
Okay. I mean, I don't know if you're answering questions or if that's not what you're doing today.
Well, it depends on what the question is. What's your question?
Oh, okay. Okay, fair enough. this is about someone. and I'm worried. I'm wondering what is going on with him. I'm just kind of concerned.
And see, I would have to connect with you one-on-one to be able to answer that question, because there are a few questions I would have to have you answer that would be information I don't want you sharing publicly, because whenever I do psychic readings or numerology readings or even tarot readings, I need to know what that person's first name is, what their birthday is, and like when last communication was. And I don't feel comfortable having you share that information. But I don't feel comfortable having you share that information, and I get a stronger connection if it's just me and you on the line and it's not a public forum.
I see. Okay. All right. I do thank you very, very much. Is your information somewhere that I can, or how do I reach you?
If you go on Facebook, you can find
Facebook.
Eagle and Unicorn Holistic Services.
Okay, Eagle.
On Facebook. And
is it Unicorn?
Yes, Eagle and Unicorn Holistic Services.
Holistic Services.
Or you can do eagleandunicorn@gmail.com. It's all lowercase letters.
Same thing at gmail.com.
Yeah, just Eagle and Unicorn. On Gmail, it's just Eagle and Unicorn, all one word, all lowercase, @gmail.
Okay.
Yeah, and if you want to find me, I'm also Amanda Dowell on Facebook with one L.
You said one L?
One L, D-O-W-E-L, and I'm StarGuideReadings@gmail.
StarGuide. Okay. Right.
Yeah, definitely look up Eagle and Unicorn and have her connect with you.
I appreciate that. Sorry.
Oh, no, you're fine.
I was going to ask, if you can't answer that one question, may I ask you another then? And this is more personal. I mean, this is, I had a job interview last Monday.
Mm-hmm.
I felt it went well. They had me come back to do a shadow, which is typical. I'm not the only one who shadowed. They want to make sure you get an idea of what you're doing, what you may be doing, so... Do you want to do this or not? You know, I did that, and I'm waiting to hear from them now. It's just kind of, because she was trying to wrap things up. And I'd like to know if you.
Title?
It's for medical records.
And see, I see you getting good news on that later this week, before Friday.
Later this week before Friday. Okay, so you feel like I will get it.
I get a strong positive energy from that. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
I do
too. You both do? Okay, that's so good to know, because she was going to have her decision made by last Friday, and then when I saw her, then she said, okay, I'm going to have you come in for 2 hours to shadow. And when I went in, she only had me shadow the girl for 45 minutes. And I'm like, oh, maybe that's not a good thing. And then she had me come and talk to her again. And she said, I plan to have it wrapped up by this Friday or next week at the latest. I'm like, oh, no, somebody else is in the running. All right. She was going to initially have it done by Friday. So I don't know what the delay was. And I don't know why she changed her mind from 2 hour shadowing to 45 minute shadowing. I didn't know if it was something about me, or if it was just because there was a lot more going on than she had anticipated during the week.
There was a lot more that day going on than she had
anticipated. Yeah, I agree with
and
that.
She needed, it's one of those things with medical records, there are the HIPAA laws. And so she had to be very careful about, what you were doing, what you were seeing, and the person she was having you shadow had to, go do other things that were protected by law that she couldn't have you be privy to or part of, so that's why she shortened the shadow time.
Okay, so it had nothing to do with me, that, personally.
No. It didn't have anything to do with you.
And there was,
okay, there was nothing
about your ability to do the job or anything. It was just there was a lot more going on that day than she had anticipated.
Okay, good. I know they're busy. I'm sorry she got stuck in that position, but I'm glad to know it wasn't me personally. So, so just hang in there till near the end of the week, and I should hear something. I was almost going to write to her and say, just wondering if you made a decision. Then I'm like, maybe that's not a good idea. I'm not a patient person by any means, and I ask God to give me patience all the time. But
You want to know something?
Huh?
If you learn patience, mm-hmm. the universe will test you again at a higher level and test you again at a higher level.
Oh,
but
goodness, no.
That's true.
Once you learn it, you don't have to face it again. Think of it as going from grade school to high school and high school to college.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, I did graduate for college, so... Okay, I'll keep that in mind because I'm terrible, and I try, and I pray, dear Lord, please give me patience. Dear God, help me hold back on this one. Dear God, please, please help me. So it's good to know, and I will hang in there, and I will not bother her, and I will just wait for her to bother me. No, I'm just kidding. She doesn't bother me. I'll wait for her to reach out to me.
That's good. You're going to learn that patience.
I'll get there yet. God hasn't finished
with
me.
Yeah, you're getting there.
I know.
Thank you for calling.
Thank you, ladies. God bless you. And I have both of your information. So at some point, look forward to reaching out. You as well. Thank you.
Thank you.
And I hope your husband feels better.
Yeah, love and light. And thank you for that. Okay, our next caller is area code 860. You're on the line with Amanda and Dawn. How are you today?
Hi, how are you? This is Amala. And my question... Hi. So my question today is actually, I don't know what's up with Friday. You said Friday in the last caller's reading too. But I'm actually a speaker and an author. And basically, I'm having a meetup group at a coffee place in this Friday. And I was just wondering... how you feel that's going to turn out? Are a lot of people going to show? Anything you've got with that?
So what genre is your book in?
So it's self-healing. Really based on my I'm facing vision loss. And so basically I'm a walking, talking person of resilience. That's what it basically is about, and how you could fill your own cup of joy. That's actually the name of the topic this Friday.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's cool. That's beautiful that you chose that name. But I see this going really good for you. This is growing. You have a PR group?
What's happening is I'm trying to reach out on social media, and it's all about who you know. So that's pretty much it right now. Yeah.
Well, the thing is, also look for a small PR group. I will tell you, I know authors who work with Hay House. Hay House at first wants you to do all of your own publicity. They want you to build your own audience and everything, and then bring that to Hay House.
Got it.
But that's been their standard mode of operation. This isn't the only book you're going to write, but I see this Friday being really good for you.
Excellent. I'm really excited. I really want to meet people who are on my wavelength. You know, you were talking about, the other person about patience, and it's true. The universe provides. It tests you. And I've been through a slew of everything and then some. And one of my lines is I've gained tremendous insight by having less physical eyesight. And it's so true. I mean, it's just like the universe is constantly testing me on everything. And so I just feel like it's time. Actually, that's why I came up with the title, because I lost vision this past October, which is not long ago. And I actually read my own book, in air quotes again, and how to fill up my own cup of joy when you're going through some trying times. So I'm living proof of it. Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah.
You are.
Yeah.
But the fact that you took the time, to reread the lesson you're trying to give others, speaks volumes for you.
That's huge. Mm-hmm.
It is, and I think it's just like, you know, boiling pot of water. It's just when you love, you fall in love with yourself and you take the self-care, it just overflows. And I think that's how I'm able to grieve the loss and then move through it and not over the fire, not under the fire, moving through it. And that's what the key, it's hard. It's hard, but it's doable. It is doable.
And you just said something that is very, very true, and most people don't realize. You said to grieve this loss. Most people don't realize that we grieve a lot of things: loss of a job, loss of a relationship, loss of loved ones. But we also grieve, you know, the loss of certain things that we always had the expectations of having. So the fact that you were able to write this book and process that speaks volumes for you. And you may want to, at some point, study to become a grief counselor, because you're going to be able to help people from your own personal experience, but also with today's understanding of grief and bereavement.
Absolutely. Absolutely, 100%. I mean, that's how I wrote the book in the first place. I think that's what you're picking up on. They're all based on universal themes like facing loss, being your authentic self, the art of acceptance, speaking your truth. It's all it's all relatable to the reader, because I had to think outside of the box. People who are blind are not going to be, in air quotes, reading my book. They can't. So I have to make it relatable to the reader, right? And so it's a beautiful thing. I've put so much heart. That's what I'm about. And I think, you know, what happens with me is that I get overlooked. It's like, oh, the blind lady, what does she know? And I could feel it. I'm an empath. I'm just like you, but differently. It's just, I feel people's energy, and energy doesn't lie. So I trust that.
That's right.
I trust that. Yes, absolutely. So, but I will keep you posted. I'm so excited about Friday. And you keep on filling up your cup of joy during this holiday season. And God bless you both.
Thank you.
Have you ever thought about having, because you have a beautiful voice, have you ever thought about turning your book into an audiobook?
Yeah, that's a good question. I just am trying to, you know, it's expensive. So that was my first thinking.
You can actually learn how to turn a closet, a walk-in closet, or even a small closet in your residence into a recording studio and record it at home, so that way it's not that expensive for you.
Okay. You know
That's
what?
Amazing.
I need your May I please have your website again? Do you have a website?
We don't have a website. We have a Gmail and a Facebook page. Eagle and Unicorn. Eagle and Unicorn at Gmail, all one word, all lowercase.
Okay, so Eagle and Unicorn at Gmail.
Yes.
Okay, Eagle and Unicorn. All right. I will remember that. I'll write it right down. Thank you so much. Thank you for your suggestions.
Well,
I'm going to look. Thank you.
You could also do a podcast interview with someone too. Get yourself out there a bit more, like somebody who's reading new books.
Yes.
That's an idea, too.
Yeah, actually, I've been doing the podcast, that's for sure. But I'm also thinking of YouTube videos, too. Just like little snippets of me, in action, So I'm on my way. I really am looking into audio, because that was the first thing in my mind of, like, I want blind people to have it accessible for all. So, it's definitely.
And there are a lot of sighted people, like me, who we like listening to books when we're driving, me and my husband, and we will listen to books instead of buying them and reading them.
Excellent. Thank you so much for your feedback. And
yeah, and I like the idea of turning a closet into an audio book, because that's going to bring a lot of people to you also. That's exciting.
I am excited. Yes. It's definitely something worthwhile. Absolutely, 100%. So I'll definitely
thank
you
for
and
calling
you can look
in.
At my website, too, if you'd like. It's Amla Speaks, AMLASpeaks.com.
Okay.
If that floats your boat, yes. Okay. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Blessings.
Have a blessed day.
Blessings.
All right. Our next caller is 203. You're on the line with Amanda and Dawn. How are you today, 203?
Hello, Amanda and Dawn. This is Pat. Can you hear me?
Yeah, Pat.
We
I
sure can.
Hear you. Thank you.
Thank you. Enjoying the show as always.
Thank you.
Thank you. My life was very, very, very dark and too by a pastor, and still am being that. And everything's opening up. I'm 70 and want to catch up on all the things that I've wanted to do. I'm an artist of animal portraits, hope to start that. I'm fostering dogs since I just lost my dog. I'm fostering for a while. Dance is always in the back of my mind. So I have those desires, but with this ministering, my heart is open like it hasn't been open since like age six. I'm wondering if you can see, am I going in any direction of psychic abilities, or would it be more prophetic from God? I so strongly believe in psychic abilities and channeling and so on. Love to have that ability, but if it's not for me, that's fine. What can you see?
Pat?
Yeah.
Like I said, psychic abilities are, everybody has them, and it's a muscle you use, and there are actually 8 or 13 different psychic abilities. I am what's
right.
called clairvoyant. I am called
right.
clairaudient. I hear spirit. I don't see it. There are people who have clairvoyance. They are able to see things. And I tell people one of the best, and this is a plug for a book that I have read that I love, and I tell people to get this book, and it is called The Awakened Psychic by Kayla Ambrose, K-A-L-A Ambrose. It is a workbook, and it teaches you how to open up your three psychic gifts, because everybody has three major ones. You have a lot of small ones, but it is written – and it's a good book, and that is the one I tell people to get to learn
okay.
what your psychic abilities are and to do the exercises to open them up.
Okay.
Because
and
everybody has different psychic abilities, and like I said, everybody was mm-hmm. born with them, and you have
right.
to make the choice to work with them, to strengthen them. They're like any other muscle, you know.
Right.
They do star. So that is the book I would suggest you get, because I know that you are clairsentient, clairknowing, but other than
yeah.
that, I don't know what other gifts you have.
Okay. I appreciate sharing that book with me. Beyond that, can you see where my life is going since it's change so much? I know there's going to be great opportunities, but I don't see yet.
I feel like you've got great opportunities. You're moving forward. You're very talented. So there's going to be opportunities that present themselves that are going to be really good for you. And you're very caring with dogs, and, you know, your one that you lost around you is around you as a guardian, but I do see
good.
That you're moving forward with painting, and just doing you. You know, you're taking care of you, nurturing you. You're finding out what gifts you have, and you're painting. You're just going to take off and soar. So,
and
like Dawn said.
The other thing is, Pat, with you working with animals, Reiki is natural healing, and it is something that is ancient.
Yeah.
It is a gift. Animals, especially senior animals and animals who have major health problems.
Yeah.
You being able to minister, but also since you have that wonderful love and connection with animals, learning to do Reiki on animals is also something that you may look into and specialize in, so that that way you create your own path forward in a specialized way. Because there are a lot of people out there who do Reiki, and I only know maybe about 3 or 4 who learn to do Reiki on strictly animals. And some of them become what's called animal communicators. They're able to talk, you know, able to literally hear the thoughts and the emotions of animals and relay that back to the human companion and help them build a better communication and a better relationship.
Yeah.
So that may be something that you look into, learning to do Reiki and learning to do it on animals so you can become an animal communicator, because I feel that that, since you do animal portraits, that's going to be something that builds your future and gives you the ability to continue that love of animals, but expand yourself outward.
Yeah, I would love doing that. I would really love it.
I see that.
Do you see me surviving financially until I'm able to manifest these things?
I got a yes on that.
Thank you.
So did I.
Things are tough.
You have determination is what you have.
And I tell people, Amanda, say that again.
See, I don't want to, you know, interrupt Dawn, but you have determination to do it, so you're going to survive it. It's going to be, you know, kind of like I said, it's going to be a great opportunity for you having blessings. You're determined to do it, so you'll do it.
Yeah. Thank you,
and
Amanda. You know, go ahead, please.
The other thing is, I always tell people it's not how we spend, but when we spend, we have to spend on need. Food, water, shelter, air. Those are the needs. We have to spend first on, then we can spend on wants after we make sure all of the needs are met. But the other thing is, when it comes to your finances, think about how you spend, but also think about how you talk about your money. I always tell people, remove the word only. I do not use, I only have this much in the account. I only made this much, because it's limiting. So remove the
word that's limiting
from your vocabulary.
Okay.
That's good.
Yeah. I continually need to remind myself in that. And Amanda, I want to say thank you for that comment, because honestly, this life almost did me in. Even when I turned a corner and was able to get back on track, I could feel my light going out. And I am back to determination, but unsure. So, Amanda, thank you for that confirmation. I will continue.
Let me tell you, I almost gave up, too. I mean, I saw Dawn. It's been years ago, I'll say this, and I got very sick, you know, a little bit after I saw her. But it wasn't a bad thing. But it just tested me to see how much I could hold on and continue. And I've been blessed to, you know, be continuing. And I had such good, you know, I had such people that were, you know, good and helped me out and were there for me. So life can be a challenge, but we can get through it, too.
Well, and I remember that. Go ahead, Pat.
Just that, Amanda, you just gave me goosebumps all over my body telling me your
story. Well, I'm glad to just, you know, tell you to just keep going. I mean, that's what came up was, the guys were saying, tell her to keep going. You know, she knows she can do it. And she may be challenged, but you can get there. You know, you can do it. I mean, I've been in moments where I've been ready to quit, and sometimes I just go, well, you know, look at who was there for me on the other end. They don't want me to quit. So just keep going.
Thank you so much.
Thank you for calling in. Blessings to you.
This is a gift, your messages. I'm very grateful. And bless you both. Thank you, thank you, thank you.
Bless you too, Pat. And Amanda, I remember that because right after you had come to see me, 2 hours later, I got a text message from one of your other friends, and I instantly went into doing Reiki and sending distance Reiki to you, and I waited for 24 hours to reach out because I knew that first 24 hours, you just needed the energy. You didn't need people calling or texting or anything. And I did check with your friend to see how you were doing and everything. And she kept me up to date. And after 24 hours, then I text you to see how you were doing and everything. And, you know, but I was still sending you positive energy, still sending you Reiki because that really startled me that day because I was just like, I just seen her 2 hours ago.
Mm-hmm. It was traumatic. I mean, it was very serious right after I saw you. And, I mean, I'm just that my friend Lauren, you know, actually took me and helped me to be confident again. You know, I got my confidence back because she was there.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, it was medical, but it was crazy, but it was because I was going through a rough time. So, you know, and I appreciate the Reiki. Thank you.
You're welcome. You're welcome.
Our next caller is area code 707. You're on the line with Amanda and Dawn. How are you today?
Good. Hi, Amanda and Dawn. This is Valerie.
Hi, Valerie.
Hi, Valerie. What can we do for you today, or how can we help you?
Yes, I'm looking at this position that's 3 days a week, and I need to get my resume to them, but I'm having difficulties getting it there. So do you see if there's a block? And if there's not a block, do you see that I would get that position?
What is the position you're applying for?
It's skilled. It's a specialized skill in medical.
Oh, okay. You're having problems getting the email with the resume to go through?
This is going to be funny, but they don't have an email address. So basically, I have to either fax it or she said I could just bring it up there.
So I'm seeing you being able to hand deliver it. Don't try faxing it. Hand deliver it because faxing it, if you're trying to fax it and you're having problems, that's because you're meant to go into that facility and see that person face-to-face and have that interaction. It's not supposed to be impersonal with the facts.
Oh, okay. And once that transpires, will it be a go?
I'm seeing them calling you in for the interviews and everything that you're going to have to go through, and I see them giving you, I'm seeing positive energy around that. But you're not supposed to do this electronically. That's why if you're trying to do it electronically, that's why it can't be blocked.
They don't want your guides to want you to. Exactly. Your guides don't want you to. She's right. They want you to hand deliver that. You know, there's a reason.
Right. And I haven't been in the field for a while, so that's going to be a hindrance because I haven't been in the field for a little bit.
And it looks like everything is opening up for you. Sorry to interrupt.
Yeah. No, you're fine, Amanda. But, your guides are just saying that this is going to be, like, the only interaction that you need to have to face. But it does need to be face-to-face. That's why if you're trying to fax it, it's not going there is because your guides are going, you need to just have this one interaction. That's it. It's safe. Mm-hmm. It's going to be okay.
Yeah, it's like you're going to get through it. Everything is open.
Do you think because I haven't been in the field for a while that's going to be a hindrance?
No.
No, they're telling me everything's open.
Yeah.
Everything is good, relaxed. You just need to do your duty and show up.
Well, there's one aspect of that job I haven't done, so that's why I was a little hesitant.
Mm-hmm.
But I
don't
sure I can,
see that
you know,
being an issue, but I understand what you're saying, and I'm not meaning to interrupt
right.
you.
And I understand what you're saying, too, but it's one of those things of don't hold back on this. You keep saying that, you know, you haven't done something for a while. That's why you're hesitant. That's the only blockage is you. You're holding back when you're going, looking at books, going, well, I haven't
don't
done
hold
this in a while. I haven't
back.
Done this.
Mm-hmm.
That's you holding back. That's why things are stuck. Is that's your
okay.
doing. That's you're manifesting your own blockage.
Well, okay, I just got rid of it. So do you suppose once I get up there, I should be working by this month? Because I think
you should
an advertisement for those.
Either in November yet or the 1st of December, but it will be before the end of the year.
Okay. And you see it going well?
Yeah, I do. I see you being very happy in this position.
Oh, beautiful. Thank you both. I appreciate it. Thank you so much.
All right. Thank you. Blessings.
Bye-bye.
Have a great day. Bye-bye. Our last caller is 612.
Okay.
Hi there. Hang on just a second.
Hi.
Just a minute, Kathy. Hold on. I'm sorry, Don. What?
Oh, no. I was going to ask you something, but it's okay. We can take the last caller.
Okay. Don't forget what you want to ask me because I'm interested. Okay, Hi, Kathy. How are you?
Good. Hi, Amanda. Hi, Dawn. It's nice to meet you. I just kind of came on the last of the show here. I would just like to ask you, what do you feel is my strongest gift that I'm supposed to be here giving to the world? Like, I know there's a lot of other things I'm working on, but what is it that really the universe wants me to give when I'm healed?
So what is your full birthday, month, day, and year?
12-14-55, Sagittarius.
Okay. So you're a life path of one.
I'm sorry, what was that?
Your life path number, your number that is one. So for you, you're meant to be the independent, inspirational individual. You need to walk the path less traveled, leading others, but being a leader with love, not telling people what to do, but showing them how to do it. What type of work do you do?
Well, I'm actually doing a lot of healing right now, but what you're totally saying kind of like is already, I guess, kind of what I'm doing. I might make a suggestion to something when someone shares something, but I don't do it in a way where I'm telling them what to do.
Mm-hmm.
I'm doing a lot of healing. I had a lot of things happen, you know, just physical things, a lot of things that have held me down, like injuries, all different kinds of things. And I'm also recovering. I lost my mom 3 years ago, and I'm in an apartment kind of putting myself back together, literally. And I've been a little lonely because I don't really have any friends where I'm at. And so it's a little challenging, and I guess that's why I'm asking you, because there's a lot of things I'm working on healing. I've done a lot of energy healing, and Amanda and I are really good friends. And so I'm just kind of wanting a perspective, you know, I guess of – what you would actually see me doing. What is my gift to the world? I guess I do kind of know that, all of that.
As a life path one, you're fulfilling your life purpose when you are loving and leading others towards something that contributes to the greater good of the world. So being like an anxiety coach, being a grief counselor, being a life coach, all of those are going to, one, allow you to
walk out crazy.
Do what?
What was the last thing you just said? I'm sorry, I had to walk out. It was so noisy, I couldn't hear.
Oh, I said being a life coach, being an anxiety coach, a grief coach.
Oh, yeah. I guess I have thought of that.
Those are being able to lead others. That is your gift. That is your purpose. Right. So four questions I would pose to you to ask yourself every day. Am I looking for new, improved ways of doing things?
Okay.
Am I using my creative mind and innovative ideas to manifest my own dreams? Am I asserting my independence and standing on my own two feet? And am I walking a path less traveled? Am I leading others? Am I being a leader by taking care of self? Like you said, you're doing all this healing, which is fantastic. But being able to share that by studying to become a life coach and anxiety coach, a grief counselor, that is your gift, is being that leader.
Okay. That resonates very much. Thank you very much. I appreciate that.
Thanks, Kathy, for calling
you
in. Blessings.
Bye-bye.
I appreciate your support. All right. Hi, Dawn. We're done with callers.
But, yeah, it's one of those things of we all have to, you know, I always tell people, live like the airline says. Put the oxygen mask on yourself first. Be your first priority. Even if you're married, me and Mark always tell people, Mark is his own first priority. I am my first priority. We are each other's second priority.
Mm-hmm.
Our careers, what we do when we're helping other people, that becomes part of our own first priority. We take care of ourselves first, and then we take care of each other, and that all blends into becoming part of our life. Everybody has to realize your life gift, what you're here to do, is your dream. If your dream job is to be the manager of a JCPenney, you're a leader. You're living your purpose. It is not anything else, and it is everything that you do in your life. It is who you hang out with. It's what you do for fun. You know, I talked about eight areas of life, and the eight areas are fun and recreation, personal growth, spiritual growth, finances, career, two totally different
mm-hmm.
things. Family, friends, romance, and health. Those are the eight areas of life we have to take care of. And we should be giving energy to all eight areas every single day. So our career,
mm-hmm.
that's part of our path. That's part of our life path, the career we choose. And you have to realize your dreams, what you're wanting to, you know, if your dream job is to become an astronaut, you're living your life path. You're living what the universe wanted you to do. And if you're not there yet, keep trying. You'll get there.
Absolutely. I love the wisdom you're sharing. That's amazing. Is there anything else you'd like to share before we end the show?
No, not today.
So did you want to ask me anything? You said you had something to ask me.
Oh, and I completely forgot what it was. That train derailed. That train derailed while answering her question, but that's fine.
That's all right.
Apparently that's what it was supposed to be. But, yeah, like
all
I said, me and Mark are going to be in Springfield at Unique Enchantments. The address is 1313 Adelaide Stevens Drive. There's a beautiful hearse out front, belongs to the owner. And then Sunday at 11 o'clock, live on Facebook from Unity Church and Spiritual Center, I will be doing a talk on honoring our ancestors, blessed and powerful dead, and leading a meditation of aligning the triple soul.
Awesome. And your eagle and unicorn at gmail.com.
Yes.
So that's how everybody can get a hold of you?
Yeah, or go on to Eagle and Unicorn Holistic Services on Facebook.
Wonderful. I want to thank you for coming on today, and I'll talk to you on Facebook, and we'll have to do this again. It'd be really fun.
Yeah.
Thank you for being on my show today.
Thank you for having us, and thank the callers for calling in. I really appreciate talking to all of you.
I really
Amanda,
appreciate you coming on, too. I really, really do. It was fun.
It was. Thank you very much for having me, and you have a blessed day.
All right. Blessings to you. You've been listening to WGGM Radio. Have a good day, everybody.
What is more human than the thought now you decide? Compassion in the